Former CFLer, analyst on TSN, joins us. Milt, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Milt, you were there basically at field level watching that game yesterday. Was it better execution by Calgary, or did Edmonton make some really glaring mistakes defensively to lead to those big plays?
Oh, they made some mistakes on the John Cornish touchdown. Oh, I mean, it's considered a pass, but it was basically a run. It was like four or five missed tackles, and you should know you can't arm tackle John Cornish. You actually have to put your shoulder into him because they had plenty of opportunities to stop him right there. And don't get me wrong, the Stampeders made some great plays, but Edmonton, they had their chance. They pretty much knew what they had to do. They had to put guys in the box, but they had to play man-to-man coverage on the outside. So the way the game ended, I think everybody knew that Calgary had a good chance, but we didn't think they would beat them like that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did. Like, you kind of felt that if Eskimos defense could keep them in the game, maybe the Eskimos offense could gut out a few drives. But, you know, their offense, so many knock balls at the line of scrimmage, Milt. Was that just excellent reads by the Calgary defense, or was the offense tipping something?
Well, they pretty much knew where the quarterback was going to be. You know, Mike Riley, part of his game is moving around. And I think when he wasn't able to move around, it limited what they could do on offense. They knew they had a sitting duck. They knew he couldn't move around. So they pretty much were able to dictate what they were going to be able to do. So, I mean, it was very unfortunate that we didn't get the Mike Riley that we got during the regular season, because I think we could have had – it would have at least been close, if not for a different outcome. But, like I said, they knew Mike Riley wasn't going to be able to move around, and when he did, he looked like – I don't know if you remember the guy, Kerwin Bell, who was the slowest guy in the world. So that's what Mike Riley looked like yesterday.
Yeah, like early – and, you know, Mike Riley told us today, he explained the injury. It was a broken bone in his foot. Then, of course, he was in the boot for 10 days, so his calf muscle atrophied, and then they tried to get it firing, so they couldn't. He had bone bruising in his ankle. Like, it was kind of, you know, amazing that he was even able to play, but clearly it limited him. Do you think they should have went to Matt Nichols earlier in the game?
I would have started Matt Nichols. And I say this because – what I just talked about before, part of his game is moving around. You know, Matt Nichols, he can, but that's not part of his game. He's comfortable sitting in the pocket. That's not part of Mike Riley's game. And I know Chris Jones, I'll never be a head coach. I know his thinking was our confidence will be better if Mike Riley is in there. You saw what he did in the semifinal versus Saskatchewan when he came in. Everybody's confidence went up. But as far as starting a game like that, I would have went with Nichols and see what we could have done, because I think you would have had a better chance with Nichols in the game.
Okay, it's interesting. Now you've been in the locker room and the huddle, and you know Mike Riley clearly though is kind of that emotional leader of the team, and you know Nichols was a guy who the previous game against Saskatchewan didn't get much done.
Well, the emotion is only going to get you so far. Physically, he just couldn't get it done. And you saw what they did with Nichols. When he could have gotten done, they took him out of the game. But Mike Riley, they kept him in, and I know they scored a little bit, but it was too little too late. You know, they should have put Nichols in when they saw that Mike Riley just couldn't get it done. Mentally, he was probably there. He thought he could do it, but physically, part of his game is moving around. And when your foot like that, you can't do anything. That really diminishes, that really takes away what you can do on the offense. If you're offensive coordinator now, you're going to – you're limited to what you can do. You can't roll out at all. You can't move the pocket because your quarterback is not stable. His foot is not able to do all those things. So it puts him in a tough situation. I know they thought that was the best situation for him, but I think if he had to do it all over again, Chris Jones, I think he would keep Riley on the sideline and go with Nichols.
Milt Stegall joins us. Milt, the Eastern Conference Brandon Banks basically took this game over on special teams, which is going to be really hard to match in the Grey Cup. It's just that it's difficult to do that game after game, but he's obviously very exciting. Would you put that on him? Did Montreal do anything wrong in cover teams at all?
They look bad. Let's just be honest about it. When those guys were covering, and I haven't been a cover guy since then. I played in the NFL, but those guys, they look very high schoolish the way they were out there trying to make tackles. There's no way somebody should – basically, he had three punt returns for touchdowns. I know one of them got called back, but there's no way somebody should be able to make somebody miss that many times and just run away from everybody. Don't get me wrong, he's a special player, not only on punt returns, but when they bring him out of the backfield and his reverses, when they throw him the quick screens. But there is no way on this earth that somebody should be able to make that many guys miss and score a touchdown. So those Montreal Alouettes, I'm for sure, they'll look at that film and they'll kick themselves in the butt because, I mean, if not for those, they have a real good chance of winning that game.
Miltez, it's safe to say Calgary's the favorite. I'm curious to see what the line would be. I haven't looked at it just yet. They're 16-3 this season. If Hamilton's going to pull off the upset, how could they do it?
Well, it's possible, Shucks. I know firsthand in 2001, we were 14-4. Calgary, they had to win their last game. Just like Hamilton to get in the playoffs, they finished 8-10. They beat us. But it's all about confidence. It has nothing with what happened in the regular season or you're looking at the numbers about who had the most passing yards. It's all about confidence. It's all about believing in yourself, saying to yourself, we can go out there and beat this team. Yeah, everybody's saying they're the favorites. I think the Vegas line is 8 points. But if we believe in ourselves, that's all it takes. And that confidence has to happen early. You have to go out there and get a good start. You have to go out there and make some plays early. Because if you get down, then you'll start thinking, well, maybe we're not able to play with this team. But your confidence builds up when you start making plays, when you start scoring points. And, I mean, anything can happen. And like I said, I know firsthand.
Going, and you maybe don't want to relive it, Mil, but when you go back and you look, now obviously you guys suffered a pretty key injury to your quarterback, you know, and I'm sure that played a part in it, but.
No. I'm talking about 2001.
Oh, 2001. Okay.
We finished the season 14-4.
All right.
Calgary had to win their last game. They played us. They won the last game to get to the playoffs. They finished 8-10, made it to the Grey Cup, and beat us.
What happened in Montreal that year?
Well, not putting it on anybody. We missed, I think, two or three field goals. We had a punt blocked for a touchdown. But we let Calgary think they can beat us. All the way up to the game, everybody was saying this is not going to be close. They don't have a chance. You guys won 12 games in a row, 14-4. They snuck into the playoffs. But it's all about confidence. They came out. They made some plays. They got a lead on us, and we couldn't come back. Like I said, we ran out of time. But when you get that confidence, when you believe in yourself, when you believe in your teammates, anything is possible.
So then if you look at this game, is the key for Calgary to limit the confidence of Hamilton early? Like if you win the coin toss, are you receiving the ball and going on offense if you're Calgary?
I'm right away. I'm putting it on them. I'm smacking it down on them right away. I'm going to let them know you guys don't have a chance. At halftime, we're going to go in, and our halftime speech is going to be about getting our fingers measured for our ring. That's how much you want to pound them. And when you take the confidence away from somebody, when you take their belief factor away from them, they'll shut it down. They'll be thinking about going home. And if Calgary can do that, I mean, this game could get out of hand early.
Milt, you played the position. Fred Stamps led the league in receiving yards last year, and this year was almost an afterthought with the Eskimos. What did you see? Now, I know Stamps, Chris Jones said he was injured early in the year. Stamps said, you know what, he's been healthy for a long time, and they couldn't find him a way to get involved. And I know that Bowman took the short side slot position, but many teams have had two good receivers. What did you make of the Fred Stamps Eskimo situation? One that I think obviously is going to end. He'll end up somewhere else next year, likely be traded in the offseason. Do you think he lost a step, or did they mishandle him?
Well, I was watching some film on him because I saw he was struggling earlier, and you said he was injured earlier, but he had definitely lost a step. I just didn't see the Fred Stamps of old where he could get in and out of his breaks. I mean, for a moment, you would talk to DBs, and I remember talking to Gerald Brown. He would say Fred Stamps was the best receiver in the CFL by far because he was just so fast getting in and out of his breaks. And I didn't see that this year when I was watching film. I didn't see that at all, and I know – as a receiver, when you're not in the game plan, when they're not throwing you the ball, you somewhat get lackadaisical, you somewhat get frustrated. But I just didn't see it in Fred Stamps this year. He'll get another opportunity next year. Of course, he'll have to take a significant pay cut, but he'll get another opportunity. But I need to see that Fred Stamps of old where he was just, you know, demolishing people with his route running. And he was a great route runner, and I just didn't see that this year.
Okay, and that's why I want to ask you, and that's where if you can't get open, part of it's got to be on the receiver. It can't just be they're not throwing balls to him.
No. If you're not, and I think, you know, like you said, everybody needs a number two receiver, and they were looking for a number two guy, and that was part of the reason why I think Darius Bowman caught so many passes. They didn't have anybody to go to. Nobody stepped up. None of the young Canadians stepped up. Fred Stampson, no one stepped up to be that number two receiver. That's why Darius Bowman got so many opportunities. But they'll still look for somebody. And Fred Stampson will get another chance to showcase his skills somewhere. Of course, it won't be in Edmonton, but he'll get another opportunity. And hopefully he does well because he's good for the league when he's at the top of his game.
Milt, who are you picking?
Since you're asking me on Monday, I'm going with the Calgary Tiger Cats. You can't go wrong with that one.
Oh, jeez. Well, Milt, have fun in Vancouver. The good news is you guys are indoors for the entire week.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my hair doesn't like that cold weather.
No, I know how that. Trust me, I know your pain there, man. The toque,
you know what I'm talking
the
about.
The toque is on basically September 1st. Once the wind gets up, man, that when you have no hair on the top of your head, it feels a lot colder.
Yeah, I have a natural convertible, so I'm not used to the cold weather.
Milt, always good to talk to you, man. Have a great week.
You do the same. Thanks.